For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. The Greek Parliament approved tough economic measures required to enable a third international bailout for the country to go ahead. The new legislation includes tax increases and a higher retirement age. The vote passed despite a revolt from some hardliners in Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras' ruling left-wing Syriza party. Now paves the way for starting negotiations over the new 86 billion euro three-year bailout package. Ahead of the vote, protesters clashed with police during an anti-austerity protest close to Parliament, and police responded with tear gas. Around 40 people have been detained. Japan's National Security Advisor Shotaro Yachi is scheduled to visit China today through Saturday for a high-level political dialogue. The visit's at the invitation of Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi. Both sides will exchange views on bilateral relations and issues of mutual interest. Officials from North and South Korea are holding talks on the Kaesong Joint Industrial Park in the north over Pyongyang's unilateral move to raise wages for its workers at the complex. Seoul insists any wage change must be a joint decision. The two sides have been mired in a months-long row over the issue. The Kaesong complex, located a few kilometers north of the border, is the last remaining symbol of economic cooperation between the two Koreas. South Korea currently has about 120 companies operating in that zone, employing 53,000 North Korean workers. A message purportedly from Afghan Taliban leader Mullah Muhammad Omar has for the first time signaled approval for peace talks with the Afghan government. The message has been issued on a Taliban website a week after milestone meetings between the two sides in Pakistan. It says peaceful interactions with enemies are not prohibited under Islamic tradition. Mullah Omar himself has not been seen in public in years, and there are suggestions he's either dead or very ill, and others may be making statements in his name. Last week's talks in Pakistan were the first official meeting between the Taliban and the Afghan government, and all parties agreed to start a peace process. French security forces prevented a future attack on the country's military installations, arresting four people this week. The group's leader is said to have links to jailed jihadists. The French Interior Minister says the attackers, aged between 16 and 23, had planned to act in January of next year. They're currently in custody. France is on high alert after a suspected Islamist beheaded his boss and tried to blow up a gas plant in Lyon last month. At least 8 people have been killed and 18 others wounded in renewed violence in eastern Ukraine. It's the highest number of daily casualties for the Ukrainian army since early June. Meanwhile, a rebel commander is accusing government troops of moving heavy artillery to the front line and resuming intensive shelling against rebel positions. Violence in eastern Ukraine's claimed more than 6,500 lives since 2014. Two missiles fell off a British warplane and were smashed into pieces as the jet returned from a bombing run against Islamic State targets in Iraq. The missiles came off an aging Tornado fighter jet as it landed in bad weather at a base in southern Cyprus. The missiles did not explode and no one was injured in the incident. An investigation is underway into how the incident happened, which is understood to have never happened before. It's likely to raise doubts on the safety of the aging Tornado jets, some of which are over 30 years old. The world's largest solar-powered aircraft has been forced to push back the second half of its round-the-world flight because of overheated batteries. Solar Impulse 2 will be grounded in Hawaii until early spring next year while it undergoes repairs. Starting in March 2015 from the Persian Gulf, the aircraft has completed 8 of 12 legs of its journey. Its latest 5-day flight from Japan's Nagoya to Hawaii broke the world record for absolute distance and duration of solar aviation. The founder of a cult called Huazhong Zongmen is facing criminal prosecution in southern China. Police in Guangdong province made the announcement on Wednesday, saying several other cult members will answer to charges as well. Local prosecutors in the city of Zhuhai have launched cases against the leader, Wu Zihong, and other members on charges including sabotage of law enforcement, rape, fraud, and production and sale of harmful food. Authorities say Wu began to propagate a pseudo-religion in 2010 after being released from jail, where he'd served most of an 11-year sentence for illegal fundraising and unlawful business practices. The cult's described as being based on a lofty sect of Buddhism, with Wu allegedly claiming to be the successor of several eminent monks. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.